As the summertime approaches, and one of the common things which we have in the summer is travel, so maybe go through some of the halachos of Tefillas HaDerech. Tefillas HaDerech is a bracha which is mentioned, a tefillah which is mentioned in the Gemara, that a person when he travels, he should say this tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should arrive to his destination safely. Halacha says you should say it in the plural. You should not just be davening for yourself. You should be davening for other people which are traveling also. They should arrive to the destination safely. So our minhag is to say it in Lashon Rabbim. That's the way it's printed in the Siddur. And we daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should get there safely. If a person will be returning the same day, he's traveling somewhere and he'll be coming back the same day, so he should mention in the tefillah also, he should get there safely, and he should return safely. And you'll notice in some Siddurim, they have printed over there, and they give you in parentheses the option of we should come back also in safety and peace. So a person, if he is coming back that day, a person should include that in his tefillah. The halacha is you only say it if you're planning to travel outside of the city, outside of the normal populated area where it's much safer, around the dangers which the Moor was dealing with in those times was wild animals and bandits, etc., which did not come into the city. So a person would not say within the yishuv itself. So that gives you a few halachas. Number one, you do not say till you actually leave the yishuv. That's number one. Number two, you do not say it unless you're planning to travel what was considered then a significant amount of distance, at least somewhat of a significant amount of distance, so you're moving away from the safety of the yishuv of the city. So how much is that? So the halacha says if you're planning to travel a parsa, which is basically about a little bit over 3 miles, person's planning to travel a parsa outside of the yishuv, where he would say Tefillas HaDerech already. We don't change. There are some who want to raise the question, maybe nowadays it should change because we travel much quicker, etc. But the consensus of the poskim is we do not change that. But you only say it once you leave the yishuv. So the Bir Halacha has an interesting question. Nowadays, even if your person's traveling outside of the city, he's always within a parsa of another city. He's always within this parsa, this 3 mile radius of another city of a yishuv. So he's masupik whether you say the bracha in that situation, the Bir Halacha and Simen Kuf Yud. He's masupik whether you say it or not. Various different places give different answers on what to do with this. Some say that you should say it anyway with a bracha, as soon as you leave your city that you're at. Others say that it's a questionable, so you should wait till you're further away from the yeshiva a little bit. The different menhag in regards to that, you have to ask your personal, your local Orthodox rabbi to get a final psak on that. A person should not say it in the city. He should wait till he actually leaves to say it. There's a Taz who says that you could say it in the city in the Forbidden Yam, but if you said it before you left, you would be Yotzei. The Mishabur comes out of the Chakil, you should wait till you leave before you say it. A person forgot to say it, and he realizes he's halfway there, so he should say it right then. When is his last moment of saying it? If he's already arrives within a parsa of his destination, he's within 3 miles of his destination, then he can no longer say the Tefillah of Tefillas HaDerech. That halacha that you have to wait till you leave is only the first day. If you're traveling a trip of many days, the second day already you can say it in the hotel, wherever you are, you can say it, you don't have to wait. You can say it right there in the hotel. And it brings out the Rami Rutenberg used to say it actually in the morning after Hagam HaChasadim, Tavim HaMo Yisrael, Hashem gives us Gemara HaChasadim, he would daven for a safe trip. So on the continuing days you would do that. You only say it once a day, so if you have a few different legs in your trip, you only say it once a day. You should say it next to another bracha if possible. So if your person would say Asher Yatzar and Alamichya, even makes a shahakol, he takes a bite, some argue that's not considered samach or not because you take a bite in between, but that's considered that. What about a person traveling by ship? So again, he would say it, there's a sheet that says if he's traveling by ship, there's no he takes a cruise. You only say it the first day with a bracha. Every succeeding day, you only say it without a bracha because it's all one long trip. There was no hafzik in the trip at all. A person says it when he's taking a flight. If on the way to the airport, he says it already, he doesn't have to say it on the plane. If the airport is outside of the city. If, however, he does not say it yet, he does say it when he takes off on the plane. When is considered that you've left the city and you're on your way? When the plane takes off 10 tefachim above the ground. So it's almost immediately after takeoff would be the proper time to say the bracha of Tefillas HaDerech. There is one preferred halacha to stop while you're saying tefillah, you shouldn't be driving while you're saying tefillah sederach. So the person, the people who are sitting, they don't have a problem because they're sitting. But the person who's driving, it's preferred that he should, if he could pull over safely to the side and say tefillah sederach while he's not driving, that is preferred. There actually is interesting, I'll just tell you an interesting story. There is actually a sheet that holds it's better to actually stand. So I would not advise you when you're on a plane, you're supposed to say it right after right takeoff, please do not stand that at that moment. For the Yeshiva Dolabachim, I have a new Marmer Kermis for this week's Halacha Seder. Have a good morning.